Enki is the god of the fresh water. And if you recall a few lectures ago, we discussed that one of the earliest cities, Eridu, in southern Mesopotamia, was associated with Enki. He was its patron deity. This city was located on the edge of a marsh, and so it makes sense that one of these early villages would be associated with an area that had been recently opened and made available for human occupation. The images of Enki show him with streams of water falling from his shoulders and little fish swimming in them. So if we think about how many times we've talked about the importance of rivers, it's not surprising that Enki would be the figure closest to humans and the one who brings the abundance of the rivers to them. Enki was also the inventor of all crafts and sciences and the god of intelligence. So he was a busy figure, and we will come back to him shortly. The most powerful goddess was Inanna, or Ishtar. Inanna was the goddess of war and carnal love. She had no spouse, but had many lovers. And she was passed to the West in the religious tradition as Aphrodite to the Greeks, and to the Romans as Venus. An important fertility ritual centered on a myth that involved Ishtar and her lover Dumuzi. Dumuzi was a mortal ruler who captured Ishtar's attention. The two married, but it was not a very peaceful or happy marriage, and Dumuzi quickly offended Ishtar. She decided as punishment that he would spend half of the year, the hottest, the least fertile months, in the underworld. Once she dismissed Dumuzi, she missed him, and then decided that he needed to return from the underworld during the time of the year that marked spring and the return of fertility. So Dumuzi became very closely associated with abundance and the return of the harvest time. This myth was recreated by mortal kings in a sacred marriage ceremony that ensured the continuing fertility of the land. We have records of this reenactment between the ruler and the priestess of Ishtar as late as the 5th century BC, so it's a very long-standing religious ritual. The best evidence for this comes from the city of Ur. Sometimes this marriage ritual is interpreted as a physical intercourse between the ruler and the priestess. The texts are unclear because, of course, they're trying to focus on the idea of a marriage ritual. It is probably a symbolic reenactment more than a real one. One of the most famous Mesopotamian myths concerns a worldwide flood sent by gods to destroy humans. The story begins with the gods in misery because they have to do work. So the gods have a hierarchy as well as humans. Enlil had ordered the gods to do work. And what work do gods do? Something that should be very familiar to us. They dig canals. They make sure that rivers run through the land of Mesopotamia and ensure its fertility. The gods rebelled. They were tired of working too hard. And they made a run on Enlil's palace, surrounding it. Enlil quickly called an assembly of the gods to try to figure out what to do about the situation. And Anu was present as the judge of the assembly, the overseer of the assembly, and Enki suggested that some new creature be created to do the work that was currently assigned to the other gods. These other creatures, of course, were humans. And even though the gods were pleased to have them do the work, after about 1,200 years, there came to be too many humans, and Enlil was irritated by their continual noise. A poem records that Enlil said, "The clamor of mankind has become burdensome to me. I am losing sleep to their uproar." So Enlil, I told you he was an unhappy deity. This is one of his bad moods.